soul dwell deep in God, there's danger. For subtle foes around thee lie. To Satan's wiles thou art no stranger. Hide in thy secret place, O nigh. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep. Dwell in his love, and he will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with him. And never shall thy light attending, thy trusting heart will stronger grow. The promise sure of joys unending, someday thy raptured soul shall know. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep. Faith and love, drink from his heart, comfort and healing, the earnest of that life above. Dwell deep in God
and be thou ready to tell the story of his grace. His coming true and steady in his great temple find a place. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep. Dwell in his love, and he will keep. Dwell deep in God.
Dwell deep in God, also dwell deep. Dwell in his love, and he will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with him, and never shall thy light grow. Write this in our hearts, we pray. And Lord, together we want to pray for our dear brother and sister. We pray that as they have to head back to Toronto early tomorrow, that you will give them journeying mercies, that your presence shall go with them, your protection be over them, that you will give them rest. I pray, O Lord, that you will have your way in their lives. We pray for our brother and sister Chen. Bless their parents, Lord, and come to this family. And we pray, O Lord, that they shall be, as they just sang, abiding in you and kept in the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this is your will for your own. We pray that they shall be kept in the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for this meeting tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your manifest presence here. Thank you that we sense it. We know it from your word. We believe your promise, but we thank you also that we can sense your presence. How we rejoice to know that you are with us, and how we want to yield ourselves to you, Lord, as we have been doing. Lord, have your way. Let our hearts be wide open to you. Let our eyes be open to see the King. Our ears be open to hear his voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Hearer, still hearer,
close to thy heart, draw me, my
asked my dear and faithful friend and brother, Kenneth Friedman, here to share from the Word of God this evening. It's been my privilege to serve together with him for quite a number of years, and his ministry has been a great blessing to me and to our family. I thank God for him, and you know, God has poured his grace into my brother's life and enabled him to be a real blessing in our fellowship in New York and wherever God has sent him. Now, Brother Kenny, it'd be nice if we could have an opportunity to stand before you speak. So would you like the rest of that nearer, still nearer song, or do you have another choice? You like that one? That's good? Okay. So that was in the camp songbooks, and that was number, I think, 51. And it not only was, but it is, if I have it right, if it hasn't moved. And let us stand.
So precious, thou.
us be seated. Before we sing the last verse, I would just like to remind you that tomorrow evening we have communion service. We gather at the Lord's table as we close out the season on Sunday evening. And let us prepare our hearts and come rejoicing and filled with gratitude and expecting to receive strength for our pilgrim journey and all that God has for us. Tomorrow evening, communion service, let us sing the last verse. Nearer, still nearer,